it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, this scoreboard update brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, and Lincolnshire. We start in the NBA. The big story, of course, the trade deadline approaching tomorrow afternoon. The Bulls are reported to be aggressively shopping Pau Gasol. He's expected to decline the player option of $7.4 million. Now, the Bulls are off tonight. They play at Cleveland tomorrow. Nikola Mirotic has lost 18 pounds following his appendectomy.
I'm feeling better now each day. It's true that all this process, it's getting a little bit slowly than I was expecting, especially after the second surgery I had. But it's been great to be here now to see all the guys coming back after the road, after the All-Star break.
Now, Mirotic does plan on being back this season, maybe 2 to 3 weeks. We'll see how that goes for him. Other reports have the Hornets pursuing a trade for Dwight Howard. Hockey, the Blackhawks skate tonight at the Rangers. They drop the puck at 7. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting the former Bears tackle Jermon Bushrod has a tear in his shoulder that will require surgery. He should be ready for the 2016 season. College sports, Illinois is expected to announce the hiring of Josh Whitman as AD. Whitman comes from Division III Washington University. DePaul basketball can be heard tonight here on The Score as the Blue Demons play at St. John's. Coverage starts at 6:45. Nike has terminated its contract with Manny Pacquiao after the boxer and singer/songwriter posted a derogatory tweet about same-sex couples. And Michael Jordan, happy birthday, turns 53 today. It's 53. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Come hang out with Matt Rodewald as we broadcast live from the Toyota Sports Corner Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon. Brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. This season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Out at the auto show, joined by Chris Ranji.
That's too bad.
You're not really a car guy, are you?
No, I'm not a car guy. I'm a Ranji guy.
You go see Ranji. Yes.
That's... See if he brings a weather girl with him.
It's time now for a full look at your forecast. Maybe we can canoodle before you get into it.
We're not going to be canoodling.
I mean, the models are everywhere. The car,
oh, really?
The car models, yeah.
Oh, Ranji's going to leave the show. You know that. He's not coming back after an hour or two.
Do you come with a car?
Oh, you.
Do you come with a car?
Oh, you.
This is Scott Baio of The Score.
Hey, how are you? Hey. I used to do White Sox postgame. How are you?
I'm such a great guy.
Whatever he does must work.
Have you ever gone out, Chris Ranji?
Out? No.
Oh, it's an experience.
But he's low-key, though, right?
Oh, that's his vibe, yeah.
Okay.
He's got a friend nicknamed Dibs who just yells, Dibs, to girls as they walk by. Dibs. It's been quite a few years, but from what I heard, not a lot's changed in the Chris Ranji world.
I know that you've probably been on a plane where you don't get peanuts on that particular day. They're not handing them out. That's because somebody on the plane has a severe allergy. It's really horrible. Well, he's pushing 40. At some point,
That's what I said. Is the Scott Baio of The Score?
Tony.
Please stay. The next dance is for you, okay?
Oh, shut up.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dwayne Outfielder.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Let the record show Chris Ranji is still here. He hasn't run off with any of the lovely car models yet, either the cars or the models of the car or the models modeling the cars. He is here at the Toyota exhibit at the Chicago Auto Show.
Dibs has gotten married, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been married for about a year.
Well, that's Dibs for life, then.
He was good, though. He was special.
See, I have a friend who's actually named Dibs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we would post up in a spot, and any woman that walked by that was attractive, he'd say, Dibs.
That's like the game.
And they liked it, too, and it worked.
That's the game we used to play when you know, traveling for, you know, to cover whether it was the Bears or the Bulls, that a couple of us, some of the TV producers, we had this game at the gate where as you're waiting for your flight, if you had to pick, there was one woman on the flight, if you had to pick somebody, and
this is assuming she would want anything to do with you.
Oh, right. No, this is completely theoretical.
Okay,
but sometimes you would, the game was, if somebody walked over who was like good enough, you just sort of make your call and say, all right, I'm going to lock in on this, and then I'd be good. Or you wait to try to really win the game and wait. But you could end up losing if nobody arrives at the gate who beats the person who someone has already noted. So you understand what I'm saying here?
No, I got you.
So someone's like, all right, I'm gonna press my luck. And then you're looking around. You're like, uh-oh. you're boarding. And then we'd wait until they actually would close the door of the plane. And you're hoping, like, Miss America is going to run out at the end so you can wait. And like, there. And it never is. It's like a woman with rolling in with the oxygen thing sticking out of her nose and open sores and all that thing.
I'm imagining this story, and I'm thinking of it from the other end, that maybe there is a group of women
doing
the exact same thing, and then you walk by, and then one woman goes, I mean, I guess.
Right.
It's like,
you're not doing it out loud.
What about that short guy right there?
Well,
you know, okay.
In a pinch.
If the plane's going
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Like, they're looking around like, well, he's like, probably can't do any better.
I mean, I got a couple of minutes before we die, right. So I guess that little guy will do.
hey, guy. Hey, ladies, would I come hang out?
Oh. So, no, hold on a second. I really, I'm just thinking about you in college. I would love to have been there to see you work.
hey, girl, what are you majoring in?
I'm telling you, it's Duke, though. Everybody's me.
Really? Oh, that's true, yeah. A bunch of nerds.
Right. The only difference is either it sounds like me or it sounds like a kid from New Jersey. But it's all pretty much the same guy. The girls are nerds, too.
Yeah, okay. So you're all on the same level, then.
Right. and meanwhile, we're going to NC State and North Carolina and Meredith College. Oh, Meredith College. That was like
and so
fish in a barrel.
So when you talk to those women.
You don't have to do anything. if you have a Duke sticker on your car and you pull out, and just you get past the gates of Meredith College, they're like jumping out of the windows at you.
See, that still happens for you now with that Duke sticker.
Now it's like a Wells Park baseball sticker. It doesn't quite do the same. Yeah, McFetridge River Dogs hockey.
No, in Chicago, right. it's look at this a-hole with the Duke sticker on his car. That's what it is now.
Yeah, if you get past a certain age and you still have like college stickers, unless your kid goes there. That's the thing. I understand that if you're proud of your kid.
Do you have any proud father of an honor student stickers on your vehicle?
No.
Do you do the little stick figures on the car?
No. I don't have anything on my car. My wife, I think, has a Wells Park baseball and a McFetridge hockey in her car. I think that's it.
Okay.
Because, you buy it as part of the fundraiser. You get the magnet thing, and you put it on.
I think Beth should have a sticker that says, Dan Bernstein is my husband, on the back.
Oof.
No,
brag about that?
Because she'd get a ton of sympathy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, she does already on Twitter. I mean, she's out there, and she has plenty of people commiserating with her.
So people find her and say, man, that guy is the worst.
Yes.
I'm sorry for you.
She could run red lights with that. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. That's okay.
It's okay. We understand that you're...
She has a car in her wallet. It's like an off-duty cop having the badge. Right. So when she opens up her wallet, there's a, I'm married to Dan Bernstein. It's, oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am.
We understand.
Have a nice day.
You're under terrible strain.
Yes.
This is, you're not responsible for your actions. Tony in Saugeenash has a Bulls thought for us. He says, so, see if I have this straight. Fred Hoiberg is a Gar Forman guy. Jimmy Butler is not a Fred Hoiberg guy. So in my opinion, one of them's got to go. It's that simple, because we're talking about the head coach and supposed team leader. The Bulls aren't going to eat Fred's 4 years and $20 million, so since he's easily the most valuable asset, Jimmy needs to go. If their dialogue with Sacramento hasn't involved packages involving DeMarcus Cousins and Jimmy Butler, the Bulls front office isn't doing their job. So regardless, I can't imagine 4 more years of this Hoiberg-Butler dysfunction. Yeah, but this is... We talked yesterday. Joe Colley thinks it's still workable, that somehow it can be salvaged, that somehow they can try to make this thing work. I'm not so sure.
Well, with the Butler-Hoiberg relationship?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'd like to know how. The only way this really happens is if Butler concedes. He's got to say, okay.
He can't change his game, though. It's his game.
So then I have no idea.
Why am I getting 3 calls from Napanee, Indiana?
I don't know. Maybe you owe somebody something.
I hope these are wrong numbers. And I keep getting the same... people apparently, whoever had my phone number before I did owes a lot of people a lot of money, because people keep calling asking for Kimberly.
Kimberly
must have been a deadbeat, because people call and I think they're from collection agencies and everybody wants money from Kimberly and I can't help.
Why don't you just take care of it? I bet you
just pay it off.
How much is it?
I haven't asked. I just said
I bet you could pay it off and still be fine. Whatever it is, just do it. Be nice. Pay it forward, Dan.
This from Magic Irvin Johnson, who says, oh, my God, Dwight Howard to Charlotte is perfect. Michael Jordan will pull a muscle calling him a bitch. I can't wait. What's with you and spit takes today?
I got to stop drinking.
Seriously, it's like I'm sitting with Sid Caesar. It's the second time today. Were you that kid? In the cafeteria?
No.
Always blowing Sprite out his nose?
No. I've only done a real spit take one time.
Okay.
One time. And I don't... and I spit on somebody.
Well, that's the best way to do it. It's funnier that way.
It happened, it happened within the last 5 years of my life. Okay. So it took a long time to get to a point where I actually did a spit take on somebody. it was a good one, too. I'd like to repeat the story, but I can't because a word was used that can't go on the air.
Well, can you substitute a different word?
It's not as funny.
Well, probably.
No, so I don't want to give you comedy that's not 100%.
Wait, raw chicken guy.
So he was reading these books from a dude that says he was sick when he was 20. He had all these
with salmonella.
No,
from raw chicken.
No, okay. He had all these tumors in his body, and he had only had a few months, and he was taking chemo, and he decided, I'm not doing any of this anymore. And then
I'm going to die instead.
No, he just started eating. He was doing the opposite of what doctors told him, because they would say, don't eat raw stuff, don't eat raw vegetables, whatever.
What the hell book is this?
I don't know. Just listen, Dan. So he starts doing everything the opposite, and he's eating the raw vegetables, he's eating raw meat, everything. I mean pork, I mean chicken, beef, everything raw. And the guy lived into his 70s or 80s.
He died a week later.
Because the thought is that there are enzymes and healthy bacteria in the food that will fight cancers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he...
Yeah, let the record show this stuff that Chris Ranji's talking about. Don't do any of this.
Well, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just saying this is what he believes. So he did this, and my roommate at the time was living this life, and he was...
Was he also sick?
No.
He was just trying to create.
But you know
enzymes?
What he said? He did it for about 18 months, and the reason he stopped is because it's just too hard to do it.
It's
to
hard.
Live that way.
It's also hard to eat. I mean, how do you bite into a raw
Well, I watched
stick?
Him do it. I watched him do that. That very thing. I saw him. We had a gathering, and he had a backpack, and he would do things. He was sneaky about it, and so he had this bag on his lap, and I saw him reach down and pull something out, and he took a bite, and I looked over and said, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, you don't want to see this, buddy." And I said, "Yeah, no, I want to see it." And he pulled out a plastic bag, and it was chicken on the bone. It was a drumstick. And he just took a bite of it right in front of me. And he never got sick. He never got sick. He said for the year and a half that he did it, he never felt better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So...
That's nasty.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't recommend all doing right. it. I'm just saying. And then he would rub olive oil all over his body.
But he wouldn't marinate the chicken in it.
No.
Just, okay.
No. All right. So, you know, Tony, that's for eating. Well, it feels better on my skin.
Okay, you need a new roommate at that point.
No, yeah, well, he left.
On his own accord, though. You didn't... You...
No, we didn't throw his stuff out in the yard.
How many roommates did you have?
Two. At that time, yeah. Two.
Oh, okay. I'll never understand that.
What?
The living with other people thing when you don't have to.
Well, see, you... I don't understand how your family lives with you.
Well, that's they have their choice because I'm paying for the roof.
Well, because you're unbearable.
Well, every once in a while I get kicked out of breakfast.
Do your kids and your wife, do you think they get together when you're not around and say, why do we do this? I mean, well, the house. I mean, so like, all right, fine.
Food, electricity. Food.
Hey, Dad, thanks for knocking out this rent.
Right. That's Jason Goff taught me that trick. Or when the kids start complaining that, well, I don't, you know, you didn't buy me this, or I wanted this, and that's where you just go over, you turn the lights on and off. See this?
That's a Chris Rock bit.
It is?
Yeah. How athletes are always thanking mom. They do something good. Thanks, mom. But nobody ever thanks.
The big piece of chicken?
Yeah, nobody ever thanks dad.
Right.
Hey, dad, thanks for knocking out this rent. Sure is nice reading with all the lights in the house.
That's Chris Ranji. He's in for the recovering
Where?
Terry Boers. I'm.
Oh, what? I've been working on my Terry noises during the break.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's better.
There you go.
It's better. We can move you into
that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, the 200 level. I think you're advancing. I don't think you're ready quite for the more serious degree of difficulty Terry noises, because you could end up hurting yourself.
There's
Be
one.
Careful.
Well, I got it.
If you haven't stretched out properly, you could hurt yourself.
I did get a retweet from somebody named John Beard.
Congratulations. Thank you, Chris. At the bottom of the hour, we'll do the second half. Mark Schanowski talks Bulls, about whom we might have some news today. It's 4 o'clock. He will join us on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, and this is why dads want their sons to be quarterbacks. Because Drew Brees is 37 years old and is about to wrap up a $100 million contract. Saints GM Mickey Loomis says they can't wait to sign him to an extension. You see, the league may chew up and spit out just about every other position. For instance, pass linebacker Gerard Mayo is retiring at 29 because his body has been torn to shreds playing linebacker. I get it, just as I get why Drew Brees wants to keep on playing, because he's still putting up huge numbers and banking big payments. paper. And to this whole notion that the Saints should start grooming his replacement, why? He looks like he could play 6 more years. Tom Brady says he wants to play 10 more years. Quarterbacks are not aging out like linebackers and running backs. They're passing more than ever before and taking fewer hits. In other words, for QBs, 40 is the new 30, and Drew Brees may as well be a rookie. I'm Jim Rome.
Hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
3030.
Let's talk about money for a little bit, because the truth is sometimes honest and hardworking people just find themselves in need of a little extra, and it's not that easy to come by because banks don't make it fast or easy to get, but I'll tell you who does. Avant. Finally, there is a company who gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000. Without you ever having to step foot into a branch. You simply go to AvantOffer.com and check your competitive rate, and that is risk-free. It has no effect on your FICO score. So you complete your application in minutes. The funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow, and just like that, it is all online. You can see how easy and convenient borrowing is right now through AvantOffer.com. And if you do that, Avant will give you, for a limited time, a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer, to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com, enter promo code SCORE. That's AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
Doug Gottlieb, Joe Rosano,
the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I talk to Garner and Pax almost every other day, so it's, I never get that feeling. But you never know. An offer could be made and things could be shaken up. It's a part of the business. It's not, it doesn't mean that they don't like you, don't appreciate you. It's just it's a business.
That could only be Taj Gibson, who has been the subject of trade rumors. The other name that would possibly be saying such things would be Pau Gasol, and we hear enough from Pau Gasol to know that it is not he.
It was not.
So we got the answer to something here, and I assume this is thanks to Google Earth, that via Twitter, a picture has been sent of the parking lot where we assume the car was parked that Kyle Schwarber hit with the home run ball. And this is a Twitter user named Tom who has posted this, and it shows at least one of these fields here, the one that he has pegged as the likely field. And yeah, there is a parking lot just over the right field fence.
Why?
It's not even that big a home run.
Why is it there?
Why?
I don't get it. I mean, you know, that's a, and I just saw the picture because you showed me.
What
that's
is
not, that's not far. It is right over the fence. So it's not like he cleared the fence and it went another 60, 70 feet.
What is cool, right there. And you know that what is cool is that they do have the fences designed just like the fences at Wrigley Field with the wells and everything, so the outfielders can get used to the layout of the outfield. And it does say, according to this screen cap, that the name of that street is actually Clark Street.
There, well, in, that wouldn't in be Mesa. Right.
Well, it could be also called that just because.
Well, but there's no, you know, Clark Street.
Well,
is,
I know it's
not
Addison, I mean, or Sheffield and Waveland. I know, but it's just interesting that the Clark is one of the streets at the actual Wrigley Field.
I'm just saying, I care about accuracy, Dan.
But that's a dumb place to put a parking lot.
That's what I said.
And it's just
earlier.
You're right, and it's just, it's one row of cars. It's like right off the street. You're just begging to get your windshield destroyed.
Now I understand that the driver bears some responsibility, that you have to be thinking, you know, this probably isn't a good spot. Well, I would think the team would think that far ahead and say, this is not a good spot for a parking spot, so I'm not going to put a spot there. Man. Everybody's at fault.
Okay, you're blaming.
Everybody's at fault and everybody's stupid.
Judge Ranji has blamed everyone.
And you're all sentenced to death.
Not Kyle, though. You can't.
Not Kyle.
Him.
No, he's not doing anything. He's just playing the game within his park, within his field.
Yeah, but maybe he was inconsiderate. Maybe he should have tried to hit it to the opposite field where there are no cars parked.
I just want to know if they're going to put the car on top of the scoreboard or not. That's the only logical next step. Put that car on top of the scoreboard and keep it there for the entire season.
Yeah, at least the Cubs had some fun with it, that they commented on the Instagram post. And look, it's...
What if it's an employee?
And if there's no way an employee would be dumb enough. Well,
I mean, yeah, we could. You know, it's not as if every person that's employed by every organization is intelligent.
Right, Theo goes out to his car. Oh, damn it.
what kind of car was it?
I can't believe I did that. I can't tell what kind of car it is just based on...
It's probably a rental anyway.
Somebody here could look at the windshield and know exactly what kind of car it is. Why is it going to be a rental?
Well, I'm just assuming it's somebody who's only out there for spring training. And if that's the case, they probably didn't take their car with them. You rent one when you get there.
I'm not assuming that at all. It could be somebody who lives nearby who just want to come by and see a game.
Have you ever been to spring training?
Yes.
Did you rent a car?
Did I rent a car?
Did you rent a scooter?
No.
Did you rent? Did you get a rickshaw?
A scooter? What do I
think that's what you should get.
Like I'm in Florence?
I think
you should just
see, yeah. the annual spring training rickshaw.
pulled by Rick Camp. That's
or Brett it, Lyons.
And Ethan
same.
Shaw.
No, Shaw. Rick and Shaw. He puts the Rick and rickshaw. I'm going as fast as I can. This is as fast as my feet will move. I didn't even know that I did a Rick Camp impersonation.
It's so bad and great. Right. At the same time, it's wonderful.
I had no idea. Just sometimes you find out, right?
Because it doesn't. It's not even close, no. But it is.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's like it's there, but it's not.
Right. I'm trying. My feet hurt. I just had lunch. I'm Loki. Come on. That would be great. If you could rent it and then you pick your guy just out of a line of, all right, who's going to pull me around? All right, how are we doing over here?
Okay. I just love that that's what you think he sounds like.
And our second half's about done? To begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Abaticola.
I stay almost a week there. I lost 17, 18 pounds, but, you know, now I'm trying to get that way back. So I recovered some pounds, but, you know, it's still early.
Bulls forward Nikola Mirotić talking about the process after his appendectomy. He does plan to be back for this season, just doesn't know when exactly he will be back. The Bulls are off tonight. They play at Cleveland tomorrow. NBA trade deadline is approaching tomorrow afternoon as the Bulls are reported to be aggressively shopping Pau Gasol. He is expected to decline the player option of $7.4 million. Other reports in the NBA have the Hornets pursuing a trade for Dwight Howard. Hockey, the Blackhawks skate tonight at the Rangers. They drop the puck at 7. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting that former Bears tackle Jermaine Bushrod has a tear in his shoulder that will require surgery. He should be ready for the 2016 season. College sports, Illinois is expected to announce the hiring of Josh Whitman as AD. Whitman comes from Division III Washington University. DePaul basketball can be heard on the Score this evening as the Blue Demons play at St. John's. Coverage starts at 6:45. Nike has terminated its contract with Manny Pacquiao after the boxer and singer/songwriter posted a derogatory tweet about same-sex couples, and Michael Jordan turns 53 today. Join the Score at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville next Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. This season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
You come out in the second half and it's bombs away.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
So on the first half of the show, we talked about a lot of things. We had some information about how the University of Illinois' bumbling search committee ended up with Josh Whitman. Might not have been their first choice, maybe not even their second choice, but everyone tells me he is a very smart and nice young man who, if he can try to calm these waters here and if he can handle this rogue faction of boosters, alums, trustees, that he might have a chance. But it is still described to me as very, very messy. There's still a lot of rancor and ill will
and he's going to be hearing from a lot of very powerful people about what he is going to be expected to do. But as I mentioned before, I wish him way more than luck, because he's going to need a lot of it.
Got a great deal of work to do. But it's a job he wants.
Yep.
And he's called it his dream job.
I hope he knows what his dream consists of, because I do not envy him, even if he's pleased to have this opportunity. If this for somebody with only Division III experience, he's really walking into something. The Bulls and the trade deadline and news that Pau Gasol is probably going to be on the move one way or another. If the Bulls have their way, it makes sense. I believe it's time to pull the plug on the season. I think with all the injuries and everything that is in front of you here, you're probably just better off not pretending and seeing what you can get for any number of assets to try to work your way back to some other kind of championship window. If it involves a visionary move with Jimmy Butler, I certainly wouldn't be against that either. What else? Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, Schwarber hit the baseball, and you didn't tell us about hit the little whistle guy, and then the thing with the, yeah. What about Dan? What about the person that's all juiced up?
I didn't say that. I didn't say.
I'm just. I don't mean juice.
I didn't
juice.
Use I that
mean, like,
term.
He's a big guy now.
It is former Cubs outfielder Reed Johnson, who we always used to describe as Reed Mantle, sarcastically. Now he kind of looks like he could be Reed Mantle.
He is massive.
He is absolutely jacked.
Looks like Sean Oakman.
He looks like Brian Cushing. You know, there was a picture of him that was tweeted by a Washington Nationals reporter. I put it in my Twitter timeline at Dan_Bernstein if you want to check it out. He got that good protein shake, is what it looks like. Whatever. That's the good chocolate milk.
It's a lot of Oberweis.
That's a lot of protein, or the paleo diet or something, because Reed Johnson made himself massive.
You know, I wanted to get to this, Dan, last week as I talk over the whistle. I wanted to get to it last week, didn't have a chance to, but it still applies now because I believe only one game has been played since then. This is from The Athletic. Stephen Noe wrote this last week about Doug McDermott chasing history. And here's what the piece says. For the 3,000-plus other players who have cycled through the NBA, recording a steal would not be much of an accomplishment. But for McDermott, the steal he recorded in tonight's game, which was last Wednesday, brought him one step closer to avoiding a terrible record. McDermott is well on pace to shatter every record surrounding the lowest block and steal totals in an NBA season. Basketball Reference tracks these totals from as far back.
Where did you find this?
From The Athletic.
Okay.
And this is, again, written by Stephen Noe. Basketball Reference tracks these totals from as far back as 1947. McDermott is in rarefied air. He already has, by far, the lowest block, 4, and steal, 8, totals for a player with at least 1,100 minutes.
That's awesome!
He is now on pace to record 1,800 minutes, 13 steals, and 8 blocks on the year. Anthony Morrow is the only player to have less than 20 blocks and 20 steals in that many minutes.
Another three-point specialist.
McDermott is looking to join him in that club with significantly worse numbers.
What a great catch. And the other,
it really is good.
But see, usually, you know, I always say, well, it's hard to measure defense, that people look at blocks and steals and they start handing out Defensive Player of the Year and all defensive team. He can't even keep his guy in front of him either.
Well, it's not as bad as Bairstow.
Oh boy, Bairstow's
bad. That's
he's not
funny.
An NBA player.
It's funny though.
But
funny.
You know my Doug McDermott rule about defense.
He looks like me. If I were to play basketball, that's what I would look like.
Like McDermott or Bairstow?
Bairstow.
Not that bad.
Yep.
You're not that lumbering,
yep.
Are you?
I don't know. Probably.
So, and I've mentioned it before, but if I'm Doug McDermott or his representatives, I'm petitioning the NBA. Because I think as a fairness handicap, he should be allowed to have nunchucks.
I love how proud you are of that idea.
Because
and you're not wrong.
No, because it's the only way he's going to come close to stopping anybody.
Or how about a bow staff?
No, nunchuck. The guy's just dribbling.
If he had
down.
Nunchucks, he would hit himself in the
doink. Yeah, I did that.
In the face.
I did that. I had they had rubber coated nunchucks called rubber chucks. you ever see those?
No.
And when I was like, when I was in seventh grade or something, I had them because I just kind of thought they were cool. I bought them at a flea market, and I would repeatedly hit myself in the head with them accidentally trying to do the Bruce Lee bit. Like the whole deal. And you can do it slowly, and then you try to speed it up, and it's, you know, you get the rhythm down a little bit, and then boink.
Your parents, hold on, your parents were probably like, did he do it yet? Like, no, just... Give him more nunchucks, then.
Get him the real... Well, hold on. See, we used to go to flea markets. You could buy anything. There was one, I don't know, somewhere in unincorporated Lake County, there was a flea market, and there was all kinds of... We'd get porn, because the parents are like, oh, okay, we'll be over here, sure, walk around, we'll meet you back here. And then my cousin and I, we'd find this one, it's like Swedish erotica and all sorts of dirty playing cards and throwing stars. It was like the greatest flea market of all time. And we'd have these, you know, we'd get it in like a paper bag. It's like, did you guys find anything? No, we didn't find anything. We got this huge bag of porn and weapons.
All it needed was fireworks, and you had it all.
Right! What kind? I'm sure we could have found the fireworks.
What is wrong with this child, people would say. Let me finish.
Nothing! I had porn and throwing stars down on my damn
throwing
way.
Throwing stars?
Yes.
That's a problem.
No, it's not. We throw them at the dartboard or against the plasterboard. They stick right in the drywall.
I kind of wish they would wound up in your forehead. Just
well,
stuck right there.
Leg. You got one in the leg.
You're an idiot. Okay, well, let me finish this, because this is also kind of a funny follow-up to this. And this is from the same piece talking about... Forget it. You don't get to hear it.
No, go ahead.
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, so this is from the game last Wednesday. McDermott is the very definition of a one-dimensional player. In his own words, he admitted he was awful on the defensive end on Wednesday. Well, this is what he said that
right.
night. His steal that night broke a six-game streak in which he did not record a single steal, block, or assist.
That's so awful.
I just wanted you to have that. All right, your turn.
Okay. We know the University of Tennessee football program has a problem. And
yep.
If you read the allegations in that long Title IX Jane Doe lawsuit with the multiple sexual assaults, and they're really attacking the top-down culture there. I mean, naming the chancellor, naming the AD, naming the football coach. It's just hard to get through when you go through some of the documents and the allegations. That brought up the Peyton Manning thing, which was another round, another news cycle of publicity. Did you see what broke in the wee hours of the morning?
Uh-oh.
Did you see what happened?
No.
An offensive lineman who just finished up his senior year, he was a redshirt senior, so he spent 5 years on the Tennessee Volunteers. Mac Crowder played in 11 games last season. Was arrested late last night in Florida on felony child pornography and exploitation charges.
Oh, man.
He was caught in a sting trying to meet up with what he thought was a 14-year-old girl that was actually an officer posing as a 14-year-old girl, and he had sent lewd pictures of himself. And you know from people who try to catch these guys for a living that... This wasn't just like, you know, one time he happened to do this and, oh, he just happened to get caught the one time he did it. So he was obviously in the perfect place, because it sounds like the Tennessee football program doesn't really care what you have going on, and they want to aid and abet and make sure that you've got every opportunity to have whatever kind of illegal fun you want to have.
I don't know if I can necessarily blame this particular instance on that culture, but I will concede that there is a culture across the country that I don't think we're getting close enough, and it's going to be a long time if we ever get there to the point where we are beyond stuff like this.
No, that's what you call a really bad week for Tennessee football.
Yes, it is.
And Tennessee football is just, of right now, just disgusting.
And the amount of people that sort of came to Peyton Manning's defense over there.
Oh, you know,
that was 20 years ago. Well, I mean, he's been punished. Was he? What, monetarily?
Do you know how many Tennessee avatars have been out there showing their ass? You know, social media, there's a lot of orange stuff out of Hicksville that is making that particular program look one step below Penn State. Or should I say above? That's second half. Then we say, what do you think? 312-644-6767. Mark Schanowski at 4. Got another poker seat to give away in just a bit. Come join us at the Toyota display at the Auto Show. Boers and Bernstein with Chris Rongia today on The Score.
Best second half of all time.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Business card. Maybe your kid is starting a company or has some kind of new venture where you could use something like this. And you don't have to be a design expert to use Vistaprint. They've got a wide variety of styles and selections, pre-designs for a ton of different industries. And if you do need help, they have great customer service and custom design services that can help you design the perfect product. Vistaprint absolutely guarantees you will love your products every time or they make it right. And this is the special offer. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Just use code Dan at checkout. That is up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. It's great quality. They're easy to customize. You can't beat the price. So to redeem the offer and get 500 custom business cards for $9.99, it's this simple. Go to Vistaprint.com, design your card, then at checkout, enter the code Dan, D-A-N. Easy enough. Even you can spell it. That's an exciting offer for a great product. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Have you thought about getting new floors for your home? Well, for a limited time, you could get 60% off select styles of carpet and flooring from Empire today. Get select styles of carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile for any room and get a whopping 60% off. Choose from quality name brands right from your home. Don't miss Empire's incredible 60% off sale. Schedule a free in-home estimate now by calling 1-800. That's 800-815-6024. That's 800-815-6024. Product only. Select styles. Excludes installation, padding, and materials. Ends 2/28/16. Details and licensure information available at EmpireToday.com.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
This week in music history.
The Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance this week in 2002. This week in 2009, Rihanna released a statement thanking fans for their support after being assaulted by Chris Brown. Also that week in 2009, the United States Mint launched a new coin featuring American composer, pianist, and bandleader Duke Ellington, making him the first African-American to appear by himself on a U.S. coin.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans,
one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Details. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Fred, we're one day closer to the deadline tomorrow, roughly about 24 hours from now. Is it any more busier today, to the best of your knowledge? Are Gara and John sleeping upstairs?
I'm sure they are. You know, it's that time of year, and I know those guys, like we talked about last night, I know they're doing their job, and they're on the phone constantly, as all 30 teams are at this time of year, and seeing, you know, if there's things they can do to improve rosters, and that's what it's about this time of year.
We'll say Fred,
the world of Fred.
Hey Fred.
Hey Fred. Fred Hoiberg.
Sorry to bother you there, Chris. I know
what?
Women are chasing him down and
no, I had
buttonholing him and becoming red, just making sure that they've got all the attention of Chris Ranji.
I had to use the bathroom.
Uh huh.
And when I came back, a friend of mine was standing there.
Nothing wrong with your eyes.
No, yeah, I can see. I've got glasses. is that what you meant?
I'm just saying that you. I've always said you maintain fairly rigid standards, I think.
Well, what? You know, you say it as almost as if I shouldn't.
No, I'm just waiting for one to come shambling up to you. Sanctuary. Provide me sanctuary. Who's that? Oh,
this one is a doozy. The executioner from Blazing Saddles.
Well, I was just doing some Quasimodo.
I got it.
I couldn't possibly squeeze him in today, sir. I'm booked solid.
Do you know who that actor is? I think I have this right. Sometimes I'm wrong about this. This one, for some reason, I think I'm right. Have you ever seen the movie Boogie Nights?
Yes.
The old white-haired man that plays the colonel who bankrolls the entire operation, who later gets in trouble and is hauled off to prison. Yes.
He's in other things, too.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I'm it's the same actor. He was an old buddy of Tim Conway's.
And so he's a
comic actor. He's the guy who gives
Burt Reynolds. Boss.
Yes, yeah. Burt Reynolds basically is his company, his film company, is bankrolled by the guy they call the Colonel. And I will bet on it that he plays the executioner in Blazing Saddles. Also,
you might be right. You also might be correct.
This one's a doozy.
I'm waiting.
Just a man and a horse being hung out there.
Don't worry, Taggart. Splendid. Splendid. Rudy has a thought for us. He says, I love that McDermott stat that Chris brought up. Just need to change the headline to Doug McDermott chases large black men to the rack instead of chasing history. The craziest thing about that stat is that at this current rate, he will still finish this season with more dunks than Derrick Rose. That's insane.
It's a lot of circus fun, isn't it?
It's great. I just like that somebody would actually think about that thing. Wait a second. I'm going to check this and actually find out. Use basketballreference.com and find out how few steals and blocks Doug McDermott has.
You know, so far, I really like The Athletic.
Did they give you a free subscription or did you pay for it?
No.
You can't answer no to both.
I have.
Are you stealing it? Did you hack it?
I have, yes, I'm sorry. Sorry, John. I've stolen your content. No, I didn't. There's a trial going on right now. You get a free trial, and then you back.
First one's free. It's like selling drugs.
Yeah.
You know, they get you hooked on it. They make it something you gotta have.
Or like Netflix or Hulu, or pretty much everything else.
I haven't done the free trials of those. I guess the Stephen King series on Hulu about the book that I just finished, 11/22/63, getting terrible reviews.
Well, I saw the first one.
It's getting panned.
It's okay. Are you watching the OJ, people versus OJ thing?
I'm not.
I'm going to keep watching it. and I'm going to watch it through to the end, but it is just, I can't, it's not really that good.
And I am right, by the way, and no less an authority,
finally,
no less an authority than Solar Homo has confirmed that Robert Ridgely is the name of that actor. And I always get him, who's the guy from Wham?
Andrew Ridgely.
It's George Michael.
Well, I know that George, it's Andrew, I always get Robert.
No, it's George Michael.
Robert Ridgely is that actor, and he was an old Tim Conway buddy. They used to hang out and do comedy bits together poolside, but that's the same dude.
Will you do me a favor and watch, at least, did you watch any of the episodes of the OJ thing yet?
No, okay, I'm not interested. I didn't like it the first time around. I don't need to see a reimagining of it.
Dan, can you do me a kindness? Do this for me. Watch at least one and tell me if I'm right about something. I have this thought in my head, and I it's kind of a strange thought, but I think I'm right.
Everything is terrible!
The extras are bad at acting. The extras in the show, there's something about, I don't know if it's the way they're shooting it or the way they're writing it, but the extras are bad. Like, all the people in the background are noticeably bad to me.
Really?
For some reason, they're standing out. You know how one of my pet peeves in movies, this is my second pet peeve of the day. One of my pet peeves.
You are turning into Terry. Every time you do a Terry noise, you get a pet peeve.
I need to warm up my coffee.
Not drink it.
Does that
it.
Sound like him? And does he not drink it?
No one's ever seen him drink it. He just warms it up over and over again.
No, because he has coffee lips. You know how, like, people, they get the coffee stains your lips?
I think it's just natural.
He's drinking it.
Well, then I'm never seeing it happen. I know he never drinks the Diet Coke. That he just sort of unscrews the cap and screws the cap back on and it sits in front of him.
So it's a weird switch that he's got. But it's, you know how when they do a scene in a movie where there's a press conference?
Correct.
And all the reporters are shouting.
And some are actual reporters playing reporters.
Okay,
it's always
whatever.
Like Pam Zekman there, right?
But that's not really how a press conference is.
Correct.
And it drives me nuts.
Yar! It's driving me nuts.
Miska's nuts.
Yar!
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying.
But and it's the show is like that. All the extras in the background, like last night's episode, David Schwimmer, for some reason, is in this show. And
well, they've got to shoehorn the Kardashian references in there somehow. It's every episode they've got a reference to the young Kardashians.
I'm going to tell you something about, they have somehow made the Kardashians even more insufferable than they actually are. That show, and I think that's probably intentional.
You know,
what I was going to say is there's a scene where he goes out to dinner or to lunch or something with his kids, Father's Day, and all these people are staring at him.
Okay.
Because he has just been on TV, and everybody's starting to know who he is.
Okay.
And the extras that are staring at him, it's almost like it's so campy. It's so, not Rick Campy, but it's just so obvious. You know what I mean?
I've never taken acting lessons.
What's
my motivation? I'm not in character yet. I need more direction. I'm going back to my trailer. What do you mean I don't have a trailer?
It doesn't even sound like that, but he does.
Matter. That's the bit now.
Oh, I really like the Rick Camp.
Mark Schanowski is going
to
join us.
Anyway, but I want somebody to back me up on this. And
okay.
I want you, just the extras annoy me. And I've never had a show or movie where I'm annoyed by the extras.
You are getting old. I love it.
I'm not old.
It's good.
I'm in my 20s still.
Yeah, okay. You have the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
You can save up to $300 store-wide and get an additional $50 off instantly on select mattress sets. You buy now and you save up to $300 on their most popular Tempur-Pedic mattress sets before the prices go up February 29th. You know, I love my Tempur-Pedic. It is the most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Now, I don't get enough hours of sleep, but they certainly are the best hours of sleep I've ever had on my Tempur-Pedic. And now through Sunday, you pay no money down and no interest for 5 full years. Plus, get a free two-pack of memory foam pillows when you buy the Beautyrest Black Hybrid or Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Here's what you do, friends. Go to mattressfirm.com. You find the store nearest you. Then you get your little butt over there and you buy yourself a brand new mattress. You can call 800-431-5921 for details about credit costs and terms that I've mentioned. You know, Mattress Firms, they know their mattresses. They know how to help you save money and shop happy. They even invented their own shopping system, Comfort by Color. It makes finding a new mattress very easy, very enjoyable, and they do know their mattresses, and they'll find the one that best fits your sleep style as well as your wallet. So don't miss the final days of Mattress Firm's President's Day sale going on now through Sunday. Pay no money down and no interest for 5 full years. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief.